Comparing the farm bills. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, we're still months away from getting a new farm bill for the president to sign, but both the House and Senate Ag Committees have approved their versions, and now they work out the differences, which American Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Dale Moore says it shouldn't be that hard. Jonna Miller reports.
American Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Dale Moore says it's nice to see bipartisan cooperation for a change, especially on this legislation that Congress was supposed to get done last year. Considering we've got a Republican-controlled House and a Democrat-controlled Senate, the two bills have a lot of similarities.
They've taken some steps to streamline programs and make some real reform in farm policy that both contribute to strengthening the crop insurance and safety net provisions, streamlining the conservation programs, as well as contributing a significant amount toward deficit reduction.
In other words, the new farm bill will look a lot different than the old ones.
I would say it's a significant philosophy change, particularly when you look at the three previous farm bills centered around the direct payment approach, some other provisions for the safety net. All of those provisions are gone.
Now the safety net will likely be based on crop insurance, which farmers and ranchers pay into. But many people don't realize the farm bill also offers a safety net for others.
Over the past several years, as our nation's economy in general has struggled, we've had some really tough economic times that have affected a lot of people. There are provisions in this farm bill that address the needs of those who are less fortunate than a lot of us, providing food for families in every corner of the country. And I think at its core, what the farm bill does is helps make sure that the agricultural producers all across this country continue to be able to supply us with an affordable, abundant, safe array of all kinds of crops, commodities, food products.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, a floor vote in the Senate is expected on the farm bill by the end of the month. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.